Here we have a taxpayer called Richard, who buys a shop in May 1993 for £100,000. In July 2002, he gave the shop to his wife, Judy. We are told that Judy sold the shop for £195,000. Our requirement is to calculate Judy's capital gain. Our first step is to calculate Judy's base cost for CGT purposes. Judy is deemed to have paid Richard an amount equal to his base cost plus accrued indexation. Richard bought the shop for £100,000 in May 1993, so we need to accrue indexation between May 1993 and July 2002. We know we freeze indexation at April 1998, so the accrued indexation between May 1993 and April 1998 is £15,200. Therefore, for CGT purposes, we pretend that Judy bought the shop from Richard in July 2002 for £115,200. Judy sold the shop in October 2010 for £195,000. Judy's gain is therefore £79,800. As a result of the inter-spouse transfer prior to the 6th of April 2008, Judy has obtained the benefit of indexation allowance, even though the sale took place after the 6th of April 2008. Note that if Richard had transferred the shop to Judy after the 6th of April 2008, Judy's base cost would have been £100,000 and the gain in October 2010 would have been £95,000. Finally in this session, let us discuss some simple CGT planning involving inter-spouse transfers. In order to reduce the CGT liability for the family, it is good tax planning to try to ensure that both spouses use their annual exemptions each tax year. Therefore, if one spouse owns no chargeable assets and does not make use of his or her CGT exemption, a no gain, no loss transfer followed by a sale of the asset can ensure that the exemption is utilized and will bring down the overall tax bill. No gain, no loss transfers can also be utilized to enable brought forward losses to be offset efficiently. Finally, if one spouse has unused basic rate band and the other is a higher rate taxpayer, no gain, no loss transfers can be used to ensure gains are realized by the spouse who will be charged a tax on the gains at the lowest rate. By way of an example, let us take a taxpayer who owns 1,000 shares in a company. The shares are currently worth £30,000. The taxpayer wishes to sell them, and if he does, he'll make a capital gain of £18,000. This is above the annual exemption, so the taxpayer will pay CGT on the disposal. Before the sale takes place, the taxpayer gives half of the shares to his wife. This is a no gain, no loss transfer, so no tax will arise. Both spouses now have 500 shares. The husband sells his shares and realizes a gain of £9,000. His wife then sells her shares and her gain will be the same, i.e. £9,000. Both gains are covered by each taxpayer's annual exemption. This is a very simple piece of tax planning and a common way of reducing the overall CGT liability. A quick word here about gifts to charity. Where an asset is transferred from an individual to a charity, the same no gain, no loss rules apply. So effectively, the charity is deemed to have acquired the asset at the same time and for the same price as the donor. Let us finish this session with a multiple choice question. To calculate Cynthia's chargeable gain, we must first look at the transfer by her husband, Humphrey, in May 2002. Humphrey bought the antique chamber pot in July 2001 for £4,000. Because this is a transfer between spouses, Humphrey's chargeable gain will be zero. Cynthia is deemed to have paid Humphrey an amount equal to his base cost. Cynthia is therefore deemed to have purchased the chamber pot in May 2002 for £4,000, and this is her base cost for CGT purposes. Cynthia sold the chamber pot in August 2010. We are told that gross proceeds are £7,200 before selling expenses of £200. Cynthia's CGT base cost is £4,000, giving her a gain of £3,000. You're told that the asset in question is an antique chamber pot. This is tangible, movable property, so you'll need to consider the chattels rules. The pot is not a wasting chattel, so it is not exempt for CGT purposes. Because proceeds exceed £6,000 and original cost was less than £6,000, we need to consider the five-thirds rule. The alternative capital gain is the gross proceeds of £7,200 minus £6,000 multiplied by 5 over 3. This gives us an alternative gain of £2,000. Because this is lower than the normal gain, Cynthia's gain now becomes £2,000. This is a tricky multiple choice question because it combines the interspouse no gain, no loss rules with the chattels rules you studied in the previous session. This concludes this session on transfers between spouses.